Gather your mind around the breath right here. Be aware of the breath coming in, going out. Have a sense of it, if it's bathing the body. It's all around you. And then just stay right here. Try not to be moved off of your center by anything that comes by. Any thoughts that come by, any sounds that come by. You're going to maintain your focus, maintain your basis. Because it's having a solid basis inside like this that enables us to deal with the difficulties in the world outside. The world is not an easy place. There are a lot of dangers out there. The most dangerous things out there, though, are not the things that people do to us. They're the things that we let people convince us that we should do, if they're wrong. In other words, if they really want to harm us, they get us to break the precepts. So you want to make sure that you're not so easily influenced by things outside. Because the problem isn't only outside. We have the germs of defilements in our own minds. Greed, aversion, and delusion are not things that are totally exterior to us. They lie within us as well. So we have to learn how to withstand them within us, because otherwise it's very easy to pick up germs from outside. And to tune into the defilements of other people, and that turns into our own defilements, and they just grow and grow and grow. And this is why people find it hard to live with one another. The best way to live with one another is for each person to look after his or her own defilements. And that's something you can do a lot more easily if you've got a good foundation inside. So try to maintain this foundation. The Buddha says to make your mind like earth, make it in tune with earth. People throw disgusting things in the earth, and the earth doesn't react. Of course, the mind is different from the earth in that the earth doesn't know. The mind does know. But it can use that perception to help resist any temptation, either to lash back or to pass the disagreeable things down onto other people. You want to let them stop right there. As the Buddha says, when someone says something disagreeable, just tell yourself, unpleasant contact has made contact at the ear. Unpleasant sound has made contact at the ear. Leave it there. When you can leave it there, then you're a lot safer. You realize you've been the one who's been picking these things up and bringing them in to stab the mind. And the more you stab the mind, the worse you get. And you blame people outside. Well, maybe their words were not good, but you're the one who's stabbing the mind. Unfortunately, that's something that can change. But you have to learn how to step outside of those thoughts, and that's what the breath is here for. When you're with the breath, you're with a physical sensation that you can make as pleasant as you want. When you have a good place to stay, then it's a lot easier to look at your unskillful mind states and not get sucked into them, not be deluded by them. Now, even though the world is a dangerous place, your mind is not dangerous. The world may be infected with greed, aversion, and delusion, but you don't pick up the infection. That's how you can live safely in the world.